Welcome to edition of the Australian DX Report, a weekly program of interest to shortwave listeners around the world. This is Bob Pagela bringing to you our broadcast, and I hope that you'll find information in it of value and interest to your shortwave monitoring hobby activities. These programs are sponsored by the Australian Shortwave Radio Association, which is based here in Melbourne, Victoria, and of course in Australia. I'd just like to remind you that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, using the 24-hour time system, and all frequencies are in kilohertz. We begin our program this time with our usual information from the Ionospheric Prediction Service in Sydney, New South Wales, here in Australia. The IPS reports that solar activity has now dropped to what it classifies as a very low level. This is the lowest level that's been observed for several months. The 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux has fallen to 91, and the daily equivalent smooth sunspot number has dropped to 36.36. And those figures are not likely to change in the immediate future. So it just means that long distance propagation on the higher frequencies, particularly above about 14 megahertz on darkness or semi-darkness paths, will not be very reliable from now on. We're moving through the plateau of sunspot cycle 24, and there are perturbations in solar activity every time there is a transition from one solar cycle to the next. Solar cycle, or sunspot cycle 25, is expected to become apparent very soon. So we'll just have to wait and see what happens with solar activity in the weeks ahead. In the meantime, the higher frequencies on long distance circuits, that's worldwide multi-hop circuits, will not be very reliable. Now we have some shortwave station news as we continue with our series concerning shortwave broadcasting stations in Asia. This time we look at Radio Taiwan International. The station has English language programs as follows: 0300 to 0400 on 15320 for Southeast Asia. Other services from Radio Taiwan International include programs intended for evening reception in Europe. That's 1900 to 2000 in German on 6185, and that's from the Wolverton, England relay station, and in French from 1900 to 2000 on 7325, also from Wolverton. Both those services intended for Western Europe. Now, broadcasts in Asian languages include Vietnamese, 1400 to 1500 on 9625. Thai, same time period, 1400 to 1500 on 9660. And Indonesian, again, 1400 to 1500 on 9735. So in that time span, three services also all at the same time, 1400 to 1500 in Vietnamese, Thai, Indonesian, on different frequencies, of course. Then 1500 to 1530, Cantonese on 11605. And 1500 to 1600, two frequencies in Thai, 7445 and 9660. Now further English service, 1600 to 1700 to East Asia on 6180. And Russian to Eastern Europe, 1700 to 1800 on 11955. And to the Vietnamese, 2300 to midnight on 11655, to Southeast Asia, of course, and another service in Thai, 2300 to midnight on 9625. So many transmissions from Radio Taiwan International. That's the current transmission season. Now, some propagation notes made here in Melbourne recently. Excellent propagation at an area called the Mount Lofty Park, which is in Melbourne's outer east. Melbourne is actually surrounded by state and national parks, and the Mount Lofty Park is in the Warrandyte State Park, towards the east part of Melbourne. This is a summary of observations between 0450 and 0500. That's 2:50 to 3 p.m. local time here in Melbourne, in the 22 metre band. Quite a number of stations there. These are the main signals. 13660 BBC from the Oman relay station in English. 13685 Radio France International from Issoudun in France with French programming. Two frequencies for the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, 13710 in Turkish and 13740 in Dari. That frequency is used by Radio Fada, the IBB station broadcasting from Lampetheim in Germany, in Farsi, and 13790, the Marianas Islands, Radio Free Asia, with its Chinese broadcasts. And China, 13590, China Radio International, from a transmitting site near Beijing, in English. And 13610, China, China National Radio Network 1, in Chinese. And 13640, China Radio International from the Kashi transmitting site, also in Chinese. Now, most of those signals from Europe and Middle East were long path. The Asian signals, of course, were coming into Melbourne via short path. So good signals in the 22 metre band here in Melbourne recently in our mid-afternoon time period. Now, continuing our shortwave station schedules, this time some information concerning the current schedule of the Voice of Vietnam. Station broadcasts from transmitting sites in various countries. It includes the new site, well, not a new site really, but a new site for the station, Ascension. This replaces Wolverton in England, both from the Babcock organisation. Ascension is now being used 0100 to 0128 in English to North America, 0130 to 0228 in Vietnamese to North America, and 0230 to 0258 in English also to North America. And those three services are on the same frequency, 12005. Station also uses a relay from WHRI in the USA for programs to Central America. These are on 6175, 0300 to 0328 in Spanish, 0330 to 0358 in English, and 0400 to 0428 in Spanish. Now, other relay services from the Voice of Vietnam include the following. 1900 to 1928 on 9890 from Wolverton in England in Russian to Eastern Europe. And now, other services from the Voice of Vietnam include English between 1000 and 1028 on two frequencies, 9840 and 12025. 20 to Southeast Asia. And 11:30 to 11:58 on 12020 again in English to Southeast Asia. Papua New Guinea. The Pacific Games have now concluded in Port Moresby, and during the currency of those games, the National Broadcasting Company in Port Moresby was using frequencies from, or relayed from, Broadcast Australia in Brandon and Shepparton, here in Queensland and Victoria, relaying these programs for wider coverage in the local area. The station has continued to use one of these frequencies for its regular programming. That frequency is 9860. It's believed that that frequency is coming from Shepparton, where there are spare transmitters there following the closing of many of the Radio Australia broadcasts from that site some months ago. 9860 is used between, well, it's used all, it's used from 2000 right through until 1000, which is mainly the daytime service. Now, it gives quite good reception throughout the eastern states of Australia. And the station is actually announcing itself as the voice of Papua New Guinea. Now, another station which may be of interest is the Ixing Chiang People's Broadcasting Station, Chinese domestic service or regional service, broadcasting from Urumqi in the Uyghur language. The daytime service has been noted here in Melbourne recently on 9560 between 0400 and 0500. Now that frequency is a daytime frequency for this station, and it's very rarely reported outside of Australia and seldom reported here in Victoria, but it's giving quite good signals from the Urumqi transmitting site. Now 21630, not many stations using the 13 metre band, but that frequency is now used by the Voices of America from the Tinian relay station for programs in Tibetan. Good signals between 0430 and 0500. And we have some other station news. 9815 station, Voice of America, broadcasting from the Botswana relay station in the Kirundi language. Heard here in Melbourne via Long Path between 0430 and 0500. And another signal from the Pacific is 9545. Solomon Islands Broadcasting Service with its local programming. Heard right throughout the day here in Melbourne, best in the afternoons between 0330 and 0530. And 9660, the Vatican Radio, broadcasting from Santa Maria di Galleria. That's the transmitting station in the Vatican, broadcasting in French to Africa, 0440 to 0500. And finally, 9800, Radio Romania International, with its English language service, a very powerful signal heard here in Melbourne between 0430 and 0500. So quite a number of signals heard here in southeastern Australia and the 31 metre band in our mid-afternoon period. And that completes our roundup of shortwave news. Hope we found the program of interest and that the information we've given will be of value to you in your shortwave monitoring activities. So until our next broadcast, this is Bob Padula in Melbourne, Victoria, Australia, wishing you all good listening and good DX. See you soon.